This is a Renew Studios Network podcast. Faithful, uplifting, family focused.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is a Rogue Media Network podcast.
Howdy, y'all. Jackson here. Welcome to the ranch. Let's read a book.
Welcome to the ranch. Spread the word and take a look. Welcome to the ranch. Grab a friend and read a book. Welcome to the ranch. We're so glad you came to play. Welcome to the ranch. We sure hope you want to stay.
The Tortoise and the Jackrabbit by Susan Lowell. One fine day, the desert was full of springtime magic. Seeds sprouted, eggs hatched, cactus buds bloomed. Ah, said the tortoise, coming from out of her burrow. I feel good. I feel fast. Jackrabbit turned one of his huge ears in her direction. Silly tortoise, he laughed. You drag that heavy shell wherever you go. As for me, I'm free. I'm free. I'm free. Zig! Jackrabbit leapt left. Zag! Jackrabbit sprang right. I'm the fastest runner in the desert, he bragged. Tortoise looked patiently up at him with her old, old eyes. Let's race, she said. Now the other animals gathered around in the desert. I'm sure to win, said Jackrabbit. Prove it, said Tortoise. So they agreed to race. I'll mark the course, squawked Roadrunner, and off he ran. Over the rocky hill, across the dusky flat place, and under the mesquite trees, to the waterhole he went. I'll draw a starting line, hissed the rattlesnake, and then he slithered across the sand. Starting line. Tortoise and Jackrabbit took their places side by side. I'll watch from above, called Buzzard, high in the sky, while Eagle floated silent as a cloud. Eyeing Jackrabbit hungrily, Coyote volunteered to start the race. A one, a two, a three, oh! Jackrabbit bolted away. Long, low, leap ho, he sang, and over the rocky hill he soared in less than no time. Tortoise moved her scaly toes up to the slope. Scritch, scratch, lump, thump, she went. Scorpion peeked out from beneath a big rock. Tortoise inched past a blooming prickly pear cactus, and she trudged around a giant saguaro. High up its trunk, inside a dark hole, Elf Owl opened its sleepy eye. Tortoise rustled through the desert, dandelions and golden poppies, purple sand verbena and creamy butterfly lilies. Although she loved flowers, she didn't stop. Don't step on us, cried the ant, scattering. I won't, sighed the tortoise in her dry little voice as she lumped and bumped along. Meanwhile, the jackrabbit came to a dusty flat place. Long, low, leap ho, he said, and skipped across. By now, he'd left tortoise far behind. Under the mesquite trees, he saw a patch of tender, sweet, delicious grass, and he stopped to nibble at it. By that time, he had eaten his fill, and then he felt so drowsy that he lay down in the shade and fell asleep. Tortoise plodded down the hill. Scritch, scratch, lump, thump. She was tired and hot, but Tarantula waved his 8 furry arms to cheer her onward. At last, she too came to the dusty flat place. Help! A terrible flat monster with black rubber feet tried to crush her flat. There was a roar, a smell of burning oil, and a cloud of dust. When the dust settled, Tortoise crept out of her shell. Woo, she said, and continued slowly and steadily on her way as she watched the car pass on. Then she passed the jackrabbit, still snoozing under the mesquite trees. Suddenly he woke up. He saw all the other animals gathered at the watering hole. The quails had even brought their children, like little brown eggs on legs. And the tortoise had almost reached the finish line. Jackrabbit flew past light-footed deer, somersaulted over stinky skunks, and left Gila Monster in the dust, and never noticed shy Kangaroo Rat. He hightailed it faster than ever. past hairy pig, like javelina. And then, whoops, he crashed right into Sly Coyote and skedaddled. But long, low, leap, oh no! Tortoise scritch-scratched across the finish line first. The desert animals cheered. Thank you, my friend, said Tortoise. Javelina handed the winner a beautiful spring bouquet. And slowly, happily, Tortoise ate it.
This has been a Rogue Media Network production.